Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And the Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Look at verse 9. He said, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in instant prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Amen. But I want to preach just a little while in this Father's Day. If God will be my help on real daddies. Real daddies. You know, in the world that we're living in, everybody and their brother's running around and becoming a father. Hey, it's easy to father a child. It's easy to do that that's needed to bring a child into the world, but it's a whole lot harder to become that child's daddy. And I praise God that He gives us opportunities, amen, in our lives to become fathers and become mothers, amen, and just touching our hearts in our life. Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful, praise God, that I've got two wonderful children that God's blessed us with. Amen. We've been fortunate. We've been blessed. They're both good youngins, and I appreciate the Lord for helping us with those. But as we look at the text this morning, and we see God, Paul is speaking to the Romans in chapter 12 of the book of Romans. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, amen, your body's a living sacrifice. Now, he said it's not something cold and dead, but praise God, it's something that's alive. Amen. He don't want no deadness. Hey, praise God. God wants a living sacrifice today. See, they used to offer up a lot of dead sacrifices. Amen. When they was carving up goats and rams and bullocks. But praise God, God said He don't desire that no more. Today, God desires a living sacrifice. Amen. He desires that living sacrifice. Holy, amen. That one without blemish and defect. You say, well, preacher, there it goes. See, it's no use to me to try because I'll never get there. You know how sinful man is. Yeah, I know how sinful man is. But God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if He tells you to be that, He wouldn't tell you something that you couldn't achieve. But praise God, with that, He'll give you the power. Praise God. Hey, He'll give you that that you need to become what you need to do in order to please God. Amen. To be that He'd have you to be. And so He says, to be holy. He said, get ready. Of the blemishes and the tarnishes in your life. And praise God. He said, brother, to be clean, praise God, for the glory of God. I believe we're living in a filthy world. Our world is filthy. Hey, listen, everything around us is just filth and violence and sex and drugs. It's all around us today. Amen. It's trying to overcome us, praise God. But I want to thank God today that there's a God of glory that's overcome it all. Amen. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we have overcome. We can be holy. But He said not to be holy, but He said to be acceptable unto God. Now what does that mean? That means to be agreeable with God and well-pleasing to God. Amen. That's what God says that He wants us to be. And after all, He says, unto God says, which is your reasonable service. Amen. He said, hey, listen, He said, that's what God required. He said, that's only logical, praise God, after all that God's done for us, is just give Him back, praise God, some holiness. Just to show Him, praise God, how big He is and how big He is in your life. But I wonder today, hey listen, especially us fathers, I wonder how big God is in our life. Amen. Now listen to me. This is Father's Day. I want to help you. Because I've been thinking serious on it. Because I've told you, praise God, when I was raising my young, I missed the mark. I come up short. I didn't do it the way I should have. But praise God, God's revealed to my heart and showed me there was a different way, praise God, that'll bring Him glory. And praise God, put our children, are you listening, Father? Put our children in a place and a relationship with God where He'd have us to be, where He'd have them to be. God will make a way, praise God, if we trust Him today. He'll help us to rehash what's going on in our life and help us through the realizing, the realization of a God of glory that He's there to help us. You know, God's not there to beat you down and hinder you. Well, I believe so many times we think God's up there and He's this older fella and He's up there just with a cane just wanting to beat and frail on us. But that's not God. God loves us. He hates sin. He hates sinfulness. But praise God, He loves a sinner. Amen. Thank God. How do you know that, preacher? Because He loved me. Even when I was in my sin. Amen. Even now, day by day, when I transgress and I come short of the glory of God, He still loves me. And He loves you. And I thank God for that. Ain't you thankful for the love of God this morning? That He loves you, praise God. He loves each and every one of you in a magnificent way. Bless His holy name. But He says this is our reasonable, logical service, praise God. Now that service unto worship and praise. Amen. Now, Father, hey, listen, I don't think a lot of us is given to worship and praise God, to God like He deserves. How much time do you take out in the day for the Lord? Say, oh me or oh my. Or amen. Amen. I have to just say, oh me. Do we take enough time out of our day? You know, we're so busy going to and fro. We don't have... Hey, I had a fellow tell me the other day, he said, preacher, I'd get in church and I'd do... But he said, I don't have time. Got little old boys at home, praise God. And he said, I don't have time for church. I don't have time for God. Bless his heart. Help him, Lord. Amen. He's deceived. Praise God. What's so important, praise God, that we can't take a couple hours a week out for the Lord. Amen. To be able to bring our families to the house of God. After all, fellas, hey, listen, we are supposed to be spiritual leaders of our household. Men are supposed to step up, praise God, and lead, praise God, by example. Hello? We're supposed to take time. We're supposed to read our Bible, praise God, so we can lead our children well, so we can lead our families well, so we can direct our wife well. Hello? Amen. He said, we've got a reasonable service here. God says, we need to be about. And He begins to give us that we need to do in order to perform that service. He said, be not conformed to this world. He said, that means not to be fashioned like the world. We ought to be found, praise God, out of fashion when it comes to the world. See, we're getting hooked up to where we want to be in fashion. Amen. We want to do everything like everybody else is doing it. We don't want to look like an oddball out. Right? We want to fit in. We want people to look at us and say, hey, you know, he's just like us. The Bible says, hey, that's not the right attitude. He said, we should be separate people. We should be somebody today, praise God. Listen, you daddies, you fellas that are going to be daddies, praise be to God. We ought to be so separate that when people look at us, we'll seem unusual to them. Yeah. Amen. Why? Because you're preparing yourself, praise God, for a spiritual world. Because this world's not our home. He said, hey, we need to be not composed of this world, conformed to this world, but be fashioned, praise God, like a child of the King. Amen. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, that's that metamorphosis that takes place. See, there ought to be a metamorphosis taking place in our soul. If we're a child of God, we ought to be like that butterfly, praise God, who's went up there and he spun his cocoon. Amen. That little old caterpillar, he goes up there and he climbs up and he finds him a good spot and he looks around real well. He said, you know, I like this spot pretty well. I'm just going to make a place here that I can begin to get some changes in my life to be that better that I could be for the glory of God. And that little old caterpillar, you know, sometimes a caterpillar's got more sense than we do. Amen. Because he goes up there and he finds him a place. I'll say, you, listen, daddies, today, we better find us a place with God. If we don't find a place today with God, praise God, our family's going to go to hell. But praise God, when we find a place with God and we begin to make, hey, glory to God, they begin to, hey, little old caterpillar, he found that place and he began to work. Hey, listen, fellas, I want to tell you, it's not easy being a daddy. It's not easy. Hey, anybody can be a father. That's what I'm saying. Anybody can be a father. But it takes some work to be a daddy. And I want to say this morning, praise God, it's not up to mama to do it all. Hello, fellas? It's not up to mama to do it all. That daddy ought to step up and be that man of the house. Be that spiritual leader that God requires him to be. Amen? Because mama needs some help. Praise God. You say, well, I'll get there in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Amen? I started going another direction, But I won't say this, but praise God, that hey, that transforming takes place. When we find us a place, praise God, and we begin to give our lives to the Lord, and He begins to change us. Amen. It may take getting somewhere by yourself for a while. Amen. Hey, listen, you all them good daddies in the Word of God, you know how they got to be good daddies? How they got to be that daddy, praise God, that them youngs could trust in? It's because they got off somewhere by themselves with God. And God began to remanufacture them from the inside out. They began to become new creatures, new creations in the Lord. See that butter, that little old caterpillar, he goes into there and he spins that cocoon. Takes some time, does a little work. Amen. Gets inside a place, praise God, where God can work on him. And he begins to metamorphosize him. He begins to take him and change him, praise God, from that vile creature that he was into something magnificent and beautiful. Amen. I won't tell you, hey, listen, fellas, we've been selling ourselves short. Amen. We've been selling ourselves. And you know what the devil does? The devil come by and he said, well, you done messed up. You made a mess. Just forget it. Just give up. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. That's nowhere to go. We just got to find a place, praise God. We got to dig in, glory to God, and we got to look for new direction. Amen. We've been let down. Hey, I've let you down. I haven't been leading you like I should, showing you direction, show you how to be leaders, how to be spiritual leaders, praise God. We've got to take the helm, praise God. We've got to begin to steer this ship, praise God, and they're hung to the right direction. We've got to sail, praise God, on for the glory of God. What happens in that little caterpillar's life? He spins that cocoon, he goes in there, and he changes. And after a period of time, I think it's 21 days, he comes out of that thing, it splits open, he comes out a magnificent butterfly. Amen. He's something to behold. I mean, he's splintering. You know what he does? First thing he does, gets out there and he flaps them little wings. Amen. Get the air going on him. Amen. You know what the air is a type of? Types of Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Daddy's right. I think we're trying to fly this course without the Holy Ghost of God. If we get the Holy Ghost of God under our wings, we get the Holy Ghost of God on our side, we take some knee time and some God time, praise God, to get a hold of Him, and the Holy Ghost of God begins to fill us and to give us that we need. Praise God, we begin to soar out. Amen. Praise God for the glory of God. Amen. How do you know? Because He says we. Look over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. In verse 18, the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know how to be a Spirit-filled daddy? Hey, man, you know how to be filled with the Spirit? Hey, listen, if you're saved, if you've recognized Lord Jesus Christ died for your sin, and He rose again, you believe not in your head, but in your heart, then you're saved. But He said, we praise God, He said we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. We need to have that feeling, praise God, day by day. We get that from the Word of God. If we don't ever, amen, bow our head and put our eyes on the Word of God, praise God, we're never going to be the spiritual being that God would have us to be. We've got to take time, praise God, to be that spiritual leader that God requires. Fellas, listen, we've messed up. Amen? We haven't done that day by day like God requires that we should have done. You say, well, preacher, it's too late now. No, it's never too late. Amen. You say, well, my kids are grown and gone. Yeah, but hey, praise God, when they come around, you can tell them about the Lord, praise God. You can bow your head and pray. You can tell them about how much you love Jesus. You can encourage them. Say, hey, listen, don't do like I did, praise God. Let me show you the right way. But you know what? We failed in our houses. We failed in our homes, fellas, because we didn't know better. But I'm telling you today, praise God, we need to know better. We need to know the way so that we can follow in the right path and we can be an encouragement. Those little old boys and girls, praise God, it don't matter if you're mama, daddy, a grandma, or a grandpa, praise God, we can start today to make our lives into something that's a blessing to God. Amen. Through that metamorphosis, praise God, that God has us to go through. Amen. Bless His holy name. There's so much here. If we could just get it out. But He said, we got to be filled with that Spirit. He said, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I want to say, hey, listen, Daddy. Papa, what kind of music do you listen to? Huh? When you go, hey, listen, look at me, fellas. When you go out there in the garage and you're working on no car and you turn the radio on, what are you listening to? Because them little ones are listening to it too. You say, well, preacher, a little won't hurt them. Really? You think about it. How many times in your life, praise God, you listen to that old head-banging music? Amen. And you, hey, you might not listen to it in years. All of a sudden you're going down the road or you're doing something. All of a sudden some old song comes back in your head. Amen. Why? Because you're putting it there. What we put in there, praise God. God gives us a memory and the old devil will recall that on you. Amen. That's what he does. He works with your mind. If the devil gets into your mind, praise God, he can do, hey, he can turn you somersaults in your life. He can deceive you. He can tear you up and tear you down and turn you every which way but loose. Amen. If he can get into your mind. We've got to do those things, praise God, that'll keep our mind pure. And he said, then when it's all, he said, then giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, we got to be able to just praise the Lord for what he's done and doing in our life. But back in Ephesians chapter 2, he said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So how do we get to this point? Now stay with me. I'm going somewhere this morning. How do we get to that point? Praise God. He said that we need, in order to get there and keep the devil out, we've got to have a renewing of the mind. Now, fellas, you know what that means? Now listen to me. I'm going with this. What it means to praise God is to have that renewing of the mind is to have a renovation. We have to have a renovation of the mind. We have to take our mind, praise God, take it off the things of this world and put it on the things, praise God, that's pleasing to Him. And not get so caught up in the world. Hey, it's easy to do. It's a whole lot easier, praise God, to come home tired, go in there and take your shower, kick your shoes off, praise God, sit down on the couch and turn on the TV. Amen. Let that boob tube, praise God, entertain you and take over your thoughts so that you don't have to think. Amen. Hey, it's not easy, praise God, when you say, you know what? I'm going to get my Bible down. I'm going to call the young'uns around. I'm going to say, hey, listen, let's just read a few verses here and let God speak to our hearts. You say, well, preacher, it just makes me uncomfortable. Hey, you get to doing it, praise God, and after 2 or 3 days, praise God, it won't be uncomfortable, nor it'll be a habit. Amen. Amen. But we've messed up. We ain't doing it. We wonder why our children turn out. You know what they get? What they get in the Word of God, they get in 30-minute Sunday school class. Now listen, and then they go down there to the schoolhouse, and that school, that secular place, hey, if you're sending your children down there and expect them to tell them about God, hey man, you are so far out of range that it don't even matter. Because they've done kicked God out of the schoolhouse. Amen. And if you kick God out of your house, what are they going to get? They get 30 minutes on Sunday morning, if you're lucky. Amen. I'm telling you right. And then they go to school and they get 8 hours, praise God, of the world. Preached and taught at them with examples. Amen. They give them examples of all this worldliness. They give them examples of this evolution. Telling them that it's true. Telling them that 30 million years ago. Praise God, when they say 30 million years ago, young, say, hey, listen, I'm just going to shut that out. It's a lie. Amen. Praise God. But he said that we need a renovating of the mind. Amen. We need to take out, it's like a renovating an old house. You go in there one room at a time and you strip it out and you begin to rebuild. And you put it back new. You put it back better. You put it back stronger, praise God. And when you get down to the wiring, Brother Eddie, you got to do the wire and bring it up the code. Amen. I'm afraid, praise God, at what we've got, what we're building, praise God, it's not up to code. What you say, well, preacher, what's our code book? It's the Word of God. Amen. So he said we need to have a remodeling job, a renovation of our mind, praise God, and get it lined up with the code. Amen. Now don't get mad at me, fellas. I'm going somewhere, praise God. And hey, I'll get to women in a minute. Amen. He said, if we'll do this thing, he said, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He said, that prove, that's to be able to discern what's pleasing to God. I mean, you know why we can't discern what's pleasing and what's not? It's because we're not hooked up right. We've not been renovated, praise God, in our mind to know right from wrong. But God distinctly shows it to us in His Word. He withholds nothing from us, praise God. But he begins to reveal it. So we know what's good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You say, well, preacher, I love my family. I love my kids. I love my wife. Hey, I'm trying to do right. Are we? Are we really doing that? Or are we just saying it? In verse 9, he says, let love. Now listen, do you really love your family? Do you really love your children? Do you really love your wife? Amen. He said, if you do, he said, let love be without dissimulation. That word dissimulation means hypocrisy. Amen. He said, so let love be without hypocrisy. Do you truly love your children and your wife, or are you a hypocrite? You say, well, preacher, I love my children, I love my wife, but sometimes they make me so mad. They're just not going in the right direction. It seems like they're just off the map. Amen? Anybody, any of you fellas ever feel like that? Be honest, praise God. Amen? We feel like everything's just going in the opposite direction of what we think it ought to go. And we can't figure out how to rein it in. But you know what the problem is? That we're a whole lot of us are just being hypocritical. He said, let love be without dissimulation. He said, let it be without hypocrisy. See, if we ain't very careful, we're hypocrites in what we do. Because we say, man, I love my family, I love my children, I love my wife, and praise God, we don't do things according to what God says, then we're hypocrites. Amen? God's got a guideline for us, fellas. He got a guideline, a way to go. I'm preaching to me this morning, too. I would to God some man of God would have had enough backbone to stand and preach to me like I'm preaching to you this morning. Said there's a better way, praise God. There's a steadfast and a sure way to have that family and that environment that's pleasing to God. And you say this, you know what? Preacher, if it wasn't for my wife, I've got troubles, my wife. I said, for 20 years, for 20 years, but me and my wife, praise God, and I've been trying to, and she, guess whose fault that is? Hey man, if you've been doing that 20 years, praise God, you're probably not going in the right direction. We're doing it in a hypocritical way because we're trying to do it without God. Wow. Amen. If you be honest, fellas, I'm telling you right. Amen. We've trying to be the men. I'm the boss. I'm the man. I wear the pants in this family. And don't you forget it. Amen. But then when it comes time, praise God, little old young'uns get to run around doing it, and you'll say, Mama, come get these young'uns. Amen. Because we're not willing to step up and take the responsibility, praise God, to be the man that God created us to be. And we're selling ourselves short. Amen. And we're missing a blessing. Amen. God, hey, listen. Now, hey, you're looking at one. I told you, you're looking at one that done it wrong. Amen. I done it wrong. Brother Dean, I had an ambition in my heart. I love my wife. I love my children. I work day and night, literally. Amen. So that they could have things, so that they could have a home, so we could have cars, so they could have bicycles and swimming pools and go-karts and everything else, so I could handle these things. But you know what? I didn't get them. I didn't give them the Word of God. I didn't have prayer time with them. I didn't do the thing that's pleasing to God. I didn't point them in the right way so they'd know which way to go. Amen. I worked hard. Worked 17, 18 hours a day sometimes. I did. Stayed down there past midnight to work and trying to get things fixed. Thought I was doing a good thing. You know what? I was making a mess of my children, my wife, my life. Amen. I was doing things, praise God, that was totally contradictory to what God would have me to do. Amen. He said, I give you a roadmap. I give you a path to follow. And you've chosen to neglect that path. Amen. And so I took that precious old Word of God and I took it back. Oh, I know it was there and I knew it was real. But praise be to God. Hey, listen. Oh, when it comes time to put it to where the rubber meets the road. Now you listen to me, fella. When it comes time to put it where rubber meets the road, where you take some little old young'un and you pull him up in your arms and you spend a little time of an evening and just say, you know how much I love you. I care for you. You're special in my eyes. I thank God for giving you to us so that we could just see you. So that I could hug you like this. So that I could love you like this. So that I could show you in God's Word what you could be. And son, I want you to grow up one day and I want you to be a mighty man. I want you to have the power of God on you. I want you to have the assurance that you can look the world between Beak and Bill and say, hey, listen, I'm not one of them. I'm one child of them, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Praise God, I'm somebody going somewhere, praise God, today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so God can look down and He can say, hey, you know what? Well done, thy good and faithful servant. You, he said, you just got in line with the book. And the book, praise God, is the one that gives you that leadership and guidance that you need. Amen. Praise be to God this morning. Fellas, there's a right way to do that this morning. And I want to say, by the help of God, that we've missed the mark. We've missed the mark. But God be our help today. He said, let love be without dissimulation. Look back over in Ephesians for just a minute, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21. You say, well, preacher, how can we get there? We get there, number one, by the renewing and the transforming of the mind. By that renovation, praise God, by stopping today to this moment right now and saying, God, I've been on the wrong path. Amen. Hey, you may be saved this morning, but you still need the help of God to get you where you need to be.
Amen.
Amen. We need it day by day. Our children need it day by day. Hey, listen, we're messed up. We have some duties. Amen. We're going to start in a couple of weeks, start on the duties of parents. We're going to go through that, the duties. Yeah, we've got duties, youngins. Amen. We've messed up. We've neglected our duty, our God-given duties to our children. Amen. But he says, verse 21, Ephesians 5, 21, he said, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. How do we start, fellas? We got to submit, Brother Rex. We've got to submit ourselves to God and say, listen, no matter what's going on, there's nothing more important than our relationship with God. Amen. We've got to make it priority one. But notice what he says in verse 22. Now listen up, ladies. He said, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband. Now he didn't say somebody else's husband. You just look at me a minute. He didn't say somebody else's husband. Somebody else's husband needs to keep her paws off of you. Amen. He said, submit yourself to your own husband. Yeah. Amen. Now, for you fellas, don't you go getting a big head on me, because I'll bust your bubble in a minute. Amen. Yeah. He said, submit yourself to your own husbands in the fear of God. Amen. He said, in the fear of the Lord. He said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And He is the Savior of the body. I want to say this morning. Husbands, if you ain't willing to if you ain't willing to stand up and give your life for your wife, you're not a man at all. Amen. If you're not willing to stand up and give your life for your wife, you're not a man at all. If you're not willing up in somebody's bad mind putting your wife down to stand up for her, then you're not a man at all. Amen. We need to be able to stand up for our wife. Hey, you know why? Because we're one. Amen. Two become one. We leave, we cleave, we weave, and we become one. And when they're putting her down, they're putting you down. Amen. Remember what I told you a while ago? Hey, listen. Hey, what they may be saying may be true. But if your wife ain't what she ought to be, it's not her fault. Praise God, it's our fault. We have to take the responsibility to be the spiritual leaders of our home. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know what's happening in a lot of our homes today? Men don't want to take responsibility. So what they do, they chunk it out and they go off and they try running after something else and they won't get... Hey, but you know what? They won't give no responsibility there too. They won't take no responsibility there either. Amen? That's why the world's in such a mess. Oh, they're running off and their father and children everywhere. But they've never become a daddy. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's something special about being a daddy. Take them little old youngins in your arm and love them up. Amen. Let them know you love them, that you care for them. Changing an old nasty diaper every now and then. Amen. If you will. Some of us don't do that. Amen. Praise God, I couldn't get out of it. But there's nothing like being a father. But listen to what he says in verse 24, Ephesians 5, 24. He said, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So if your, hey listen fellas, if your wife isn't where she ought to be, physically, spiritually, whatever, it's not her fault. It's yours. Amen. It's yours. Why? Because listen to what God says. He said to husbands, He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemishes. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. You know what's wrong with a lot of us fellas today? We don't love ourselves. Amen? We don't love ourselves because we're living in a world, Brother Rex has said, you know, you're just not sufficient. You're not this or that, so you're not, you don't fit the program. Amen? But I want to tell you on the authority of God, praise God, if we'll take this blessed old book and we become the spiritual leaders God have us to be, praise God, we'll elevate ourselves. And as we bring ourselves up, that little old woman, praise God, it's under that arm of protection. Amen. Are you hearing me? That little woman that's under that arm of protection, praise be to God, as you grow up in the Lord, she'll grow up with you. Amen. But you know what? We're missing the mark. We're missing the mark. We count on mama to do it all, don't we, dads? Just nod. You don't have to raise your hand. A lot of times we count on mama to do it all. And her responsibility is to be the keeper at home. Let me just get this in while I'm here. It's her responsibility to be the keeper at home. If you're the keeper at home, that means you take care of the house. Amen. You figure out what needs to be done and you make sure it gets done. Amen. And dad, he come along, he'll help you where he can. Amen. And he should. We've been there before, right? Get a hold of that pink broom and sweep. Praise God, because you're not. Hey, praise God, because you're sure of your manhood. You know who you are. Amen. I'm the man. See my pink broom. Amen. But that little old woman, praise God, if you bring her up in a nurturing environment, hey, listen, lady, if you'll submit yourself to your husband, your own husband, and you love him, you care for him, praise God, and you make him look good. Amen. You know what he's going to do? He's going to be proud of you. He goes, hey, this is my little honey here. Amen. Hey, man, she takes care of things, takes care of the house, takes care of the youngins. Boy, I'm so proud of her. Takes care of me. And I come along, help her. And you know what? You know what will happen before you know it? That little old husband, he'll start stepping up. He'll start doing more. Because he says, he begins to see, hey, you know, the more I do, the more I uplift my wife. Amen. My helpmeet. The more I uplift her, praise God, the more she helps me, the more she encourages me. Amen. We're on the right track. Amen. Things start clicking down at the house. Things start working better down at the house. All the anger and the wrath and the clamor, that's that screaming and hollering, all of a sudden it starts diminishing. See, there's no place for that. There's no place for the clamor. Ephesians 5. Let me read that to you while we're here. Ephesians chapter 4. Bible says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, verse 29, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. If it don't edify, if it don't lift it and encourage, he said, hey, don't do it. That communication, there's no place for it. Amen? Now hear me well. Verse 30, he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, if you're a child of God, Holy Ghost inside you will help you to do and say right. Amen. The right direction, the right words. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, that's that screaming and hollering at each other, and evil speaking be put away from you with what? All malice. He said, hey, praise God, you're a child of God. You realize you've been wrong? Hello? I've been wrong. I'm going to get rid of it like I hate it. And we should. We should hate that. We should hate the feelings that it causes. Amen. The resentment that it causes. Praise the Lord. But then he goes on, he said, and be kind, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen? Hey, listen. Bible says we need to have a forgiving heart. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to forgive somebody. Sure it is. But if you've got the heart of God, what if he hadn't forgiven you? What if Jesus hadn't have forgiven you? You'd be lost. You'd be condemned. He said, you're condemned already. If he hadn't forgiven you, you'd still be condemned. We'd be on our way to hell. I'd be lost without God. But praise God, God forgive me. I've got to be willing. Hey, I told you, I don't get mad. If I get frustrated with you, I'll let you know I'm frustrated with you, and I'm done. Amen. I don't pout. Amen. Because when you pout, it takes away your shout. And I'd rather shout for Jesus, praise God, than pout. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, hey, listen. He said, just let this kindness come into place and let it come into play. But he said, fellas, said, what we got to do, we got to sanctify and cleanse our wives. In other words, our wives, the Bible says, is the weaker vessel. Sometimes us big old guys, praise God, we try to, I know my little wife, sometimes I treat her like a pack mule. I told a doctor that the other day. They done her incision and they missed it. They missed her incision. They was cutting her on both sides. They missed it and they had to drop down and cut her again. So instead of two incisions when she had her surgery, she's got four, which makes her sore. And the doctor come out and she said, well, everything went well, but I had a little oops. And I said, this is my wife you're talking about. What do you mean oops? And I was thinking, you know, nobody from here down. She said, well, I forgot how compact she was. I said, whoa, doctor. I said, you stand without excuse. I told you when we done the counseling and when you told me what I had to do for her while she was down, that she was short like a little donkey, and that I liked her that way because she could pack more. I said, she's compact. And she said, yes, you did tell me that. Amen. So she stands without excuse. But I want to say today, we stand without excuse. If our home, our household ain't what it needs to be, we stand without excuse. It's our fault. Amen. We need to take it upon ourselves and say, it's my fault. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, you just don't realize my wife. Are you being a spiritual leader for your wife that you ought to be? Are you directing the kids? Hey, praise God. Are you digging them off of mama? Praise God. Take them, setting them down and say, let's see what God says about that. Amen. We've messed up, fellas. We're messing up. We've got to back up. We've got to regroup, praise God. We've got to reprioritize. And praise God, we've got to hit this thing like good soldiers of the cross. Amen. For the glory of God. Hey, we can do this. I don't believe. I've been praying about this. And the Lord put this on my heart. I don't believe there's a man here that don't want to do what's right. Amen. I don't believe there's a man here that don't want to do what's right. Now, this old flesh may tell you, well, you know, you don't have to listen to him. I guarantee you, old devil's done run that through your mind. Well, listen, now, he's just getting in my business now. I don't know about your business. I don't know about your circumstance. But I know about mine. I know how I failed God. I know he's showing me what I need to do to get back where I need to be. Amen? Because, hey, I told you, with my young, I didn't do it exactly the way I should have. I missed the mark. But praise God, one of these days, praise God, if God blesses me with grandchildren, I want to stand up and be that papaw, praise God, and I want to have a wife, I want her to be the mamaw, praise God, that we can be for the glory of God. So with that little old fella, praise God, when it comes time for me and my, glory to God, for papaw and mamaw to cross over, he can sit there in a pew somewhere, and some old man of God will preach at our funeral, and he say, you don't have to tell me about mamaw and papaw. They love Jesus. Amen. Amen. Behind everything, they love the Lord. That ought to be our goal, youngins, so that the world can look at, not just our youngins, but the world, and say, hey, he loves Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He says, we're more, Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 28, said, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, for he that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. How do we bring our houses, our homes, our wives, our children up to standard, the standard of God? Amen. We love them, praise God. We cherish them. Amen. We nurture them in the things of God. And God does it for us. Praise the Lord. We can't do it, but God can. Amen. Bless his holy name. He says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one. Amen. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular. Every one of you in particular. So love his wife even as himself. Now listen to this, ladies. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. You know what that word reverence means? That means that you show him respect. Amen? That you show him great respect. But you know how you get respect, fellas? You earn respect. Amen? You earn respect. You say, well, preacher, I'm too far gone now. I said, preacher, you don't realize where I'm at. God does. And God says, praise God. He said, if you'll start today with the renewing of the mind, and you know what? Hey, it may be that most of us have to do some demolition work. Amen. Me, myself personally, I had to do some demolition work. I had to tear out a whole lot of old stuff and start building fresh and new. But you know what? God's made it. He's made it a challenge. But He's made it a success. I'm not that man I used to be. Listen, you're not that man you used to be. But hey, listen, this morning, you're not that man that God could make you to be either. You're not that man yet. God wants to help you today. Back in Romans chapter 12, just one more second, I'll be done. Romans chapter 12, he said, be kindly affectionate, verse 10. Well, at first he said, let love be without discrimination, abhor that which is evil. He said, to hate and detest. He said, cleave to that which is good. He said, in other words, like glue. He said, those things that's good, when you glean them out of the Word of God, those things that's good, he said, cleave to them like glue. Hang on to that's foundation materials. Amen. He said, not slothful in business, fervent in service, in spirits, serving the Lord. Amen. He said, we need to be earnest. How do we accomplish it? He said, we need to be earnest in what we want to do. We have to make an earnest attempt to be pleasing to God. He said, rejoice in hope. See, that's that. Hey, listen, fellas. When you start out on this journey, he said, rejoice in hope. In other words, he said, that's that expectation that we have of the end result. Amen? He said, you ought to have, when you come in your mind, you renew your mind, you say, Lord, I want to go with you. I'm settling it right now. I'm going with you, Lord. I need some guidance. I need some direction. He said, hey, listen. He said, have an expectation that God hears and answers your prayer. You say, well, preacher, will he? He said, yeah, said yes, if we've asked anything according to his will, that he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, we have the petition that we ask. That's past tense. Amen. So if we ask. He said, patient in tribulation, that's when the pressure's on. Amen. Patience when the pressure's on. Continuing instantly in prayer. That's staying hooked up. That's staying hooked up. Say, Lord, it's me again. It's me again, Lord. You know, I had that little talk with you the other day, and things ain't so good today. Amen. And I just need to, communicate. I need a little help. And then he says, hey, listen, when God begins to help you and he manifests to you, he said, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. He said, when God begins to bless you, fellas, he begins to give you that help. He said, don't be afraid to pass it out. Amen. To show charity. That's love in action. He said, don't be afraid to put your love into action. Amen. And show it to your children. Show it to your family. Show it to your wife for the glory of God. Fellas, we've missed the mark. We've messed up. But I want to say, praise God, by the help of God, it's not too late. It's not too late. We need to step back. We need to reevaluate the situation. We need to look at our lives, and we need to have a renovating of our minds. Say, Lord, I want you to take this junk out of my life that's not pleasing to you. And Lord, I want you to show me the right way. Give me a plan of attack. Amen. Way to go. See, we're soldiers, fellas. We've got to be militant in this thing because the devil don't fight fair. The devil wants to take our lives, our wives, our children, and drag them off into the pit. He don't play fair. But if we come today and we say, hey, listen, by the renewing of my mind, I want to renovate, I want to remodel, I want to make it what's pleasing God, a place where the Holy Ghost of God will feel welcome. And Lord, I want you to begin anew in my life to make me that spiritual leader that my house, my home needs, that my children need, that my community needs.